Now, I'm joined in the studio. She's 12 years old, first time on radio. So I have to welcome Remy Kendall. Also, Charlotte, her mum, is here. And also Brendan as well. What's your full name?
Ramia Kendall.
That's really nice. I've never heard that name before, isn't it? Where did you find it, Mum? Tell us.
Daddy made it up.
Oh, so you're unique in more ways than one. Now, you've come in today to talk about... Now, I said this slightly wrong. It's either mad lung or made lung. So tell us about it.
But basically, it's a bone in your wrist that doesn't stop growing. And sometimes it can... Well, most of the time, it makes like a big like lump in your middle of your wrist.
And how did you get... Because this is really rare... So how did you get diagnosed? How old were you when they discovered it?
I was 9.
And what was it? What problems did you have? Was it like, did you have ache in your wrist?
Yeah.
And what's it making sports difficult or writing? Or
yeah, writing and quite a lot of sports.
Yeah. So what did they do? So you went to the doctors and...
They thought it was a fracture.
Yeah.
But then they got the doctors in and the professional doctors and they found out it wasn't. They basically told me that it was a mad lungs, and they called me wonky wrist, wonky donkey.
That's not very nice, is it? You are trying to bring publicity to made lung.
Yeah.
Tell us about the problems that you have.
Some days I can't even like pick up a piece of paper, and the other day I opened the car door, and like my bone popped out of place.
Yeah.
And then I kind of had to like move around to get back into place.
Are you still allowed? I'm seeing here. Are you still allowed to do sports at school? Have you had to stop?
Well, I wasn't really allowed, but didn't really want to stop them.
Yeah.
I do quite a lot, so I didn't really want to stop them all.
And do you have to do like special exercises to keep things flexible, or
not really? I just like wear wrist supports and stuff.
And can they actually do any operation on that, or is it just going to be not really something they can do, Mum?
I'm too young, though.
They can operate, but usually they wait until the bones are finished growing.
Yeah.
So it won't be until sort of adulthood.
Now, I can see here you've been in the papers, which is always very good. Bone condition won't keep Remy from the fun run. Tell us about that.
We raised money for the Bremer Fun Run, and me, my brother, and one my best friend did all together.
What's her name? Better give her a mention because she'll be listening, obviously.
Tiger Lily.
Is that her name? No, is that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be friends with somebody called Tiger Lily as well. So how much money did you raise in the end for the fun run?
About 200.
Who's organised the charity night? Has it been you?
My mum.
Your mum. So tell us about what's going to be going on the quiz night and who's done all the questions.
And I've hidden them from all of my children except one.
Right.
He had to help me with some of them.
Yeah. So you've got that starting at 6 o'clock through till 9 o'clock. It's £5 for adults and over 12s and £2 for children under 12. And you get a drink and a snack and free nibbles. And you can bring your own alcoholic beverages along.
Non-alcoholic.
See what I mean? I read the word alcoholic there, Brenda, straight away. Mm. And teas and coffees available. Where's that taking place?
It's at Hutton Free Church, and that's in Hanging Hill Lane. And we will have a raffle at the end, which have been... We've got quite a few prizes donated by local businesses and shops.
Yeah. With made lungs, is it something they're trying to find a cure for? Is it genetically something you're born with?
It's something you're born with. So they're trying to find different operations that can possibly work. But some people have an operation and it works. People have an operation and it makes them worse. So it's down to each individual whether they want to risk it. Mainly managed by pain relief, splints. But again, with the pain relief, because it's a lifelong condition, you don't want to start taking painkillers at, 12, because in 5 years' time, she might become immune to the painkillers.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
Remy, how much pain do you get in your wrists? And is it in both of your wrists or just the one?
It's in both of them. I get... depends what I do. Say like if I open a door, like my bone like clicks and pops and stuff.
Yeah. And is it quite painful?
Yeah, very. I just carry on and do my stuff.
And you are carrying on with sport and doing stuff just normal rather than stopping?
Yep.
And do you have to wear any bands or anything on your wrists?
Some wrist supports.
Yeah.
Some that have metal in there. so they don't bend and stuff.
You're obviously carrying on with your school. What do you want to do when you leave school?
A singer.
I'm going to be there at the quiz tonight. Are you reading out any of the questions?
No.
But you know, and you're not giving a song this time?
No.
That would be a good thing to do for fundraising next, is to have like a little concert. Did your brother sing? Oh dear, I've said the wrong thing, Mum, haven't I? Brendan, you must do sports then. Are you a sporty person?
Yeah.
There we go.
Mad lung's deformity can affect both wrists.
Yeah.
Rather than just one.
Yeah.
In Remy's case, it is both wrists.
Yeah.
And it's bilateral.
Mm.
So that makes things harder for her.
But is she brave and does she just get on with what she
as
needs to get on with?
As much as she can, yeah. Sometimes she can't do anything at all, so she gets out of doing a lot of housework and tidying her bedroom.
You've got wristbands as well, which you're going to be... Are you selling those on the day as well?
Yeah, we're selling them all over, actually. But at the moment, there's some in New Look Hairdressers, which is in Ingrave. I think Hilbury Chapman have some in Shenfield at the moment in there. They will be available on the quiz night.
Well, thank you for coming in today. You've been very good on the radio for the first time. Right, thank you very much to Remy, and thanks very much to her mum and her brother as well. And don't forget, the quiz night is on the 23rd of April, and we'll put the details up, madelungsawareness.org, and you can find out more there. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. At 12:17, let's have a bit of Madonna with Get Together. Now, we've got to fade down Madonna because Remy forgot to do something, and... Remy, what was it you forgot to do?
Give a shout out to my dad.
Oh, now what do you want to say to your dad?
Thank you for everything.
Oh, there you go, Dad. And what's your dad's name?
Wes.
There we go. There we go, Wes. We weren't forgotten about there in the mention. He'll be out there going, oh, I've been mentioned on the radio.
Yes.
So there you go. So that's from your lovely daughter, Remy.
Thank you. There we go.